Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. We find we're in the Gospel of Matthew. If you will, turn me to Matthew chapter number 25. Last few weeks ago, we had study of angels, and we looked at the study of Satan, of Lucifer. And now we're looking at the study of demons and who these are, devils, if you will, in the King James Bible. And the Lord talked about these. There's two classes of angels. There's holy angels, and there's unholy angels. We find that in Matthew chapter number 25, where Jesus himself said in verse number 31, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him." So you see, Jesus already has presented a classification of angels, and he calls them holy angels, and these are an innumerable amount of angelic beings. And when he talks about coming with him in his glory, this is speaking specifically of his revelation, not the translation, not the rapture, but the revelation when he comes in his glory. But nevertheless, he's going to bring the holy angels with him. Now, jump down to verse number 41. You'll see another classification of angels. "Then shall he say unto them on the left hand," this is the judgment of the living nations after the tribulation period, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." So we see now God has his angels, they're holy angels. And Jesus talks about the devil having his angels, and we would call them obviously the unholy angels. And as we look into the scripture, and we'll look at them a little more deeper today, they're actually called devils as we look into them, or the common word that people use today is the word demons. And literally, they are evil spirits. As we look about it in the New Testament, they talk about the evil spirits. Well, that would be classified as these fallen angels, these evil angels, the devil's angels, or what we would call commonly called demons. Now, just so you understand this, there's one devil, only one devil, but there are many devils, okay? And I'm not talking about people in politics. I'm talking about these evil spirits let me go on. And these evil spirits are we put them in two categories. Already the angelic is two categories, the holy and the unholy. And by the way, the ones who are holy will forever be holy angels. In other words, they won't fall. They will not become evil angels, if so to speak. And the ones who are forever unholy or unholy now, they will forever be unholy. There is no repentance for angels. So we see that as far as the two groups of angelic beings, there's holy and unholy. Now, for the unholy angels, the evil angels, we find that they're in two categories. There are some that are bound. We looked at a little bit at this last week. And then there are some that are free, that are wandering about on this earth. And I think the Bible is pretty clear why there are some that are free on this earth and some that are bound, awaiting judgment, mainly be loosed during tribulation period. We'll look at those verses in just a minute. But again, I looked at some scriptures even this week about those these evil spirits, these demons, who are free on this earth, and we see a lot of activity in the New Testament. And as a matter of fact, there's a place here in, I should have marked it. Okay, in Matthew chapter number 17, we see Jesus healed a demon-possessed boy, a devil-possessed boy. And look with me. I'm having a hard time seeing. I'll get used to it. Verse number 18. of Matthew 17. Then Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and that child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could we not cast him out?" Speaking of this devil, this demon that was inside of him. And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief, I said unto you, if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, another place he talked about casting out demons, that, well, Lord, we couldn't do this. Well, this kind of thing takes much fasting and prayer. So there's examples in the New Testament where there was casting out demons, and sometimes the apostles could do this, and sometimes they didn't have the ability because their heart wasn't right with the Lord. And let me give you another one I thought was pretty neat. In Luke chapter number 10, speaking of casting out devils and all, verse number 17. Now remember, in Luke chapter number 10, he sent them out two by two by their 70 that was sent out. And notice in verse number 17, something took place. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils, even these demons, these evil spirits, are subject unto us through thy name." Interesting. You can hear that pride of oozing up to it. "Lord, we cast out demons, and they're even subject unto us by thy name." That little air of not humility, but arrogance and pride. Boy, aren't we something? Notice how Jesus responded. And he said to them, "I beheld Satan fall from heaven, as lightning fall from heaven." This dear lady asked me about this morning about when I believe Satan fell from heaven. And on day six, when God created man, remember, he created man on the sixth day, and he said, "It's very good." And I believe what happened when God created man, that is when Satan fell. Because you remember in Ezekiel, Isaiah, that part it talked about that Lucifer walked in the garden of God, a garden of Eden. So we see that before the fall, Lucifer was in the garden of Eden, in the garden of God. Anyway, here we see Satan fell from heaven. Jesus saw that. Now look in verse number 29. "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions." By the way, we don't have that power no more. Don't be out there walking on snakes and walking on scorpions. And sure don't go to one of them churches in West Virginia that handle snakes. Remember the one that was at Wendy Bagwell for you old folk? You know, about them snakes. And he said something about a door. We don't have, and everybody going to say, "Well, where do you want one?" He going to get out of there because he's snake handlers. But anyway, they did at that time. Matter of fact, in Mark 16, they had power even to poison, things of that nature, because they did not have the completed word of God. And because they didn't have the completed word of God, when they go share the gospel, how do we know what he's saying is true? Because these signs, these miracles would follow them. Mark 16, great things would take place. Not just speaking in tongues, but laying on hands and healings. These other things. And he's talking about, they had the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. "And nothing shall by my means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits," there it is again, they are evil spirits, these devils, these demons. "Don't rejoice that they are subject to you, but rejoice in what? That your names are written in heaven." Aren't you glad your name's written in heaven? And God does mighty great things even for us today, and we see great things. Listen, it's not an issue of pride and lifting. Boy, ain't we something. We ought to rejoice that our name's written in heaven.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.